101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Underway right now, the Israeli War Cabinet's second meeting in as many days following Iran's attack on Israel. Considering whether and how to respond to that attack, where more than 300 Iranian drones and missiles were fired at Israel, but most never reached their targets, 99% of them intercepted with the help of the U.S. and other allies. Jury selection begins this morning in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
The standard is not, do you know who the defendant is? That's not what it is. The standard is not, do you know anything about the case? The standard is, can this person objectively evaluate the evidence? And that's where it's going to be tricky.
Hundreds of potential jurors have been summoned for this, the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president. They'll be asked 42 questions, including whether they've attended a Trump campaign event or follow him on social media. This is ABC News. Four people now under arrest after the disappearance of two Kansas women.
Veronica Butler was headed to Eva, Oklahoma from Hugoton, Kansas, March 30th to pick up her children. Her friend Jillian Kelly was with her, but they never made it.
Several people in this area, northwest Oklahoma, southwest Kansas, have reached out and done everything they can to give us as many tips as they can to help us.
Hunter McKee of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says four people were arrested Saturday in connection with the women's disappearance. Yesterday, two bodies thought to be those of Butler and Kelly were discovered. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Biden administration announcing nearly $6.5 billion in aid to Samsung to build a new computer chip research and manufacturing center in Texas. At the weekend box office.
Whatever happens, we don't quit.
No quit in the new movie Civil War, taking the top spot with nearly $26 million in ticket sales in its opening weekend. That pushed Godzilla Kong, the new empire, to second place. Dave Packer, ABC News.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is in jail in Milwaukee in connection with a severed leg found in a park in Cudahy Tuesday. Authorities are calling him a person of interest. The FBI and local and state investigators spent several hours searching the man's home on Thursday. Body parts have been turning up across the Milwaukee area over the past 2 weeks. Wisconsin has 3 years to meet the federal government's higher new standards for PFAS in drinking water. Advocates like Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe say policymakers are taking the PFAS problem seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets soon to consider Governor Evers' request for $125 million for PFAS cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
In a local news note today, the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating a death here in Park Falls that occurred on the afternoon of April the 13th, this past Saturday, at approximately 4:09 p.m., officers with the Park Falls Police Department responded to reports of shots fired near the 600 block of 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. When they arrived, officers found a deceased adult with multiple gunshot wounds. A handgun was found at the scene. A suspect has been taken into custody. There is no danger to the public at this time. DCI is leading this investigation and are assisted by the Park Falls Police Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, Price County Sheriff's Office, Phillips Police Department, Taylor County Sheriff's Office, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Woodruff Police Department, and the Oneida County Sheriff's Office. DCI is continuing to review the evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over investigative reports to the Price County District Attorney when the investigation concludes. And now a look at today's funeral notices. This is the funeral notice for John Borkenhagen, age 87, of Hayward, who passed away on Wednesday, February 21st. A celebration of life mass will be held 11 a.m. Saturday, April the 13th, at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Hayward. Online condolences can be made at pineviewfuneralservice.com. This has been the funeral notice for John Borkenhagen, 87, of Hayward. Nancy J. Drake, 87, Fort Atkinson, formerly of Park Falls, died October 21st, 2023, surrounded by her family. A celebration of life is being planned for Saturday, May 18th. Family and friends are invited to a short service at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 18th. A luncheon will then be served in the American Legion Hall in Park Falls starting at 11:30 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for Nancy J. Drake, 87, Fort Atkinson.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northern Comfort System Specialists. We're not comfortable until you are. See us at northerncomfortss.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 58, with more rain tomorrow night. And the rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less, think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an embarrassing loss to the Magic, 113-88. Too many missed shots, says Doc Rivers.
I think we're up 9, and I think we had 10 or 11 straight possessions, and we may have scored once, may not have scored any of them. You know, I talked about it at halftime. I talked about it before the game. That's just something we have to catch ourselves. We have to be better. That's not what we've done in the past, but that's what we have to do in the future if we want to be a good basketball team.
The Bucks finished the regular season with a record of 19-20 since Doc Rivers took over as head coach in January. Up next, they will host the Pacers Sunday in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Milwaukee 1-4 against Indiana this year. Baseball, the Brewers lost 6-4 in Baltimore Sunday, but won the weekend series 2-1. The crew just 2-17 with runners in scoring position yesterday.
We've been hitting with runners in scoring position as good as you could ever ask for, you know, 10 or 12 games, and today we didn't.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. They host the Padres tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, you heard the Phillips Loggers on Friday defeat Prentice 18-9 as Phillips goes to 2-0 on the season and in the Merrillwood Conference. Other action from Friday, Abbotsford Colby, very strong team here in the North this year. They topped Shawamigan 13-0 at Armstrong Field. It was Ashland beating Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 11-3, and Pacelli was a 9-8 winner over Lakeland on Friday. Softball from Friday, Phillips topped Prentice 22-3. It was Shawamigan defeating Northwood Solon Springs 8-2. Other action had Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser beating Ashland on Friday 16-5. Athlons over Rib Lake 11-10. The Mozenese softball team topped Tomahawk 15-0. And on Saturday, Ashland defeated Ironwood 16-2. You had St. Agnes topping the Rib Lake girls 12-2. And it was New London winning over Medford on Saturday 8-2. And tennis action from the weekend, the Lakeland boys tennis team in action as DC Evers topped Lakeland 5-2. Lakeland got wins in their singles matches from Jack Stepak and Mike Remp. And it was Wausau West edging Lakeland 4-3 in boys tennis, and Lakeland edging Lakeland beating Wausau East in a busy weekend of boys tennis by a score of 6-1. One note today, the track teams of Shawamigan were scheduled to have a track meet tomorrow, but that meet was canceled and moved to today. So the Shawamigan and some other area track teams will be in action today as they travel to Stratford. We've got action on the air today as Phillips will take on Shawamigan in girls softball today, and that will be at the Park Falls complex, a softball complex. So Phillips and Shawamigan softball at 4:45 today. Brewers first pitch at 6:40 tonight. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day. 98Q Country.
I remember the first time I fell in love. I was in high school, and it was that first time where you fall in love, and you're just like, this is it. I found her. I'm 17 years old, and I'm done, you know? Her name was Amanda, and she was, like, adorable and funny. What was really exciting for me is that she was, like, a delinquent. Like, I was, like, this play-by-the-rules school citizen, and she had been expelled from her previous school for dealing acid, which I thought was a really strong quality. Like, at one point, she was like, it was totally messed up because it wasn't even me. It was this other girl, and I was framed. And I was just like, awesome. Like, no one would ever frame me for anything. I thought it was like an opposites attract situation. She wanted to know what it was like to hang out with someone in student government who writes for the newspaper. And I wanted to know what it was like to be cool. At one point, I was like, do you want to write an article for the newspaper? She goes, I don't want to write an article. I want to do things people write articles about. I was like, good answer.
How's your morning going?
98Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to. But you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. We're thanking God for. So thank God.
Ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke.
25 past 7. I'm going to crank this thing up to about 60 degrees for you today. Should be really nice. Borderline sweatshirt weather. It's one of those wrap the sweatshirt around your waist kind of deals if you go for a walk today, because, I don't know, 60 is borderline for most of us, isn't it? Tomorrow could be a little bit cloudy and wet, but today they're just saying some sun and then turning cloudy. So we'll see some clouds build in. Chances of rain tomorrow are pretty good at about 60%, right around there. And temperatures will cool off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll struggle to get much above 50 any of those days. 33 is still too cool to plant anything. I know we want to go out and put stuff in grass seed or whatever you got going project-wise, but it's still way, way too early for that. We've got overnight lows consistently below freezing for the next... there will be several days of below freezing, even into next week when we see temperatures rise back into the 60s again. We should see 60 for the high today. 33 is our temperature right now. Very,
a very interesting, I don't want to say disturbing, but we had a shooting here in Park Falls over the weekend that happened on 2nd Avenue. And one person deceased, the other person in custody. The names have not officially been released by the authorities, so we will not release any information, although we have received some, but we'll wait for them to make the official announcement on that. So it's been, thankfully been a while, but since we've had something like this here in the city of Park Falls. That was an interesting afternoon for many in that part of our Park Falls community and our authorities. So hats off to all of our local police department and authorities for all they do for us to keep the rest of us safe in situations like this. We'll have a quick update on that story if you missed it earlier, coming up in our news in just a little bit. Situation over in the Middle East continues to be a head scratcher. I was kind of putting on paper some of the things going on, not just in the Middle East, but other parts of the world. And as Americans, we just kind of sit back and we look at it and we're just like, I think we ask, what can we do individually? I don't know if there's much we can do individually, because it's just head scratching. I mean, when you look at what's gone on over the last several years, Vladimir Putin in Russia, I mean, nobody seems to like him. He doesn't seem to like anybody else, except maybe for China, likes him, a couple other ones. And then, of course, they go into Ukraine, and Ukraine just wants to be left alone. But Russia doesn't want to seem to be doing that. And then now you've got, of course, the whole Hamas and Israel thing, and Israel into the Gaza, and everybody supported Israel, and now they've done too much, and now everybody's against Israel, and now Iran over the weekend sent some drones and missiles, which apparently were from like 60 years ago, because hardly any of them reached their target, thankfully. And so Iran basically attacks Israel over the weekend, and Israel has not responded yet. The U.S. has said that the U.S. will not respond to that attack by Iran against Israel. And Iran, you're saying, why did Iran jump in this whole thing? Well, they haven't been in a war in a while, so they figure it's going to... It's so disturbing, but yet, in the back of our minds, we just say, why, where? It's all... It usually involves around territory. It revolves usually around territory, around some religious beliefs, and they just can't get peace over in that part of the world. And it's, to many of us, it's absolutely just head scratching to watch this develop. And the U.S. is doing all we can to just keep our people out of there, but it's difficult. It's difficult when you got humanitarian issues going on in that part of the world. So I guess what we can do is we can pray for them. We can pray for peace, pray for, sane minds to take control. I don't know what else, however you want to. And then you got the Houthi people stepping in saying, hey, U.S., we don't want all this stuff coming over for humanitarian. We're going to bomb your cargo ships. It's crazy. It's just, I don't know about you, but in northern Wisconsin, I'm thankful every morning I wake up and it's quiet and we're able to live. I know there's obviously the weekend incident, but for the most part, stay clear of that. Wow. Just an interesting time in the world, that's for sure. We've got, we got coming up this week? We got some local baseball and softball. Where did my broadcast sheet go here? We've got Prentice last week. Phillips Shawamigan softball today from Park Falls at 4:45. And then tomorrow we got Shawamigan at Phillips baseball from the Phillips Veterans Field there. So back-to-back, Phillips Shawamigan softball today, baseball tomorrow. And then we got Brewers all week long. The Bucks don't play again until Sunday. They have not announced the time of that game yet. They're waiting for the play-in games to happen. And all things are pointing toward not a very good postseason for the Bucks. You're hoping that a switch will flip. But ever since Doc Rivers took over, it has not been good. It has not been good. This is like a worst-case scenario for the Bucks. They fire Adrian Griffin and a team that was doing well and playing well. And they fired him and brought in Doc Rivers, and the team has not been very good since Doc Rivers has been there. And now Giannis is limping a little bit, too. The good news is the Eastern Conference is not that good, except for the Celtics. The Eastern Conference is beatable. Man, it's been ugly for the Bucks lately. Just not good. And you know, if it's shooting, if it's just missing shots, that's one thing. But the defense has not been good. They got lit up in that last game. So they'll take the whole week. They'll rest up. First game will be Sunday. Time to be determined. And we will carry Bucks playoff basketball for you. That will be the priority. If we do have a Bucks and Brewers conflict, the Bucks will take priority on that. It doesn't look like there will be a conflict, most likely, for that first game on Sunday. Brewers in first place. They're actually tied, but I guess they played a couple less games than Pittsburgh. So the Brewers sitting at 10 wins and 4 losses. Seven of those wins have been on the road. They're 7-2 on the road, which that's hard. It's hard to win on the road. Is Pittsburgh that good this year? I don't know. Everybody thought the Cardinals were going to be back this year, but they start out 7-9. It's early. Tough to get real excited. As everybody else, I'm rooting for the Oakland A's to go to the World Series. The Oakland A's, this is their last year in Oakland. The fans are basically, they're not going to show up, right? And they're moving to Sacramento for a couple of years, and they're going to go to Vegas. And I'm hoping they'll be called the Las Vegas Aces. That's what they should be called. I would love to see the Oakland A's they were horrible last year. But they're 7-9. They're only a game out of first place. Love to see the A's in the playoffs. Just a left for dead team, basically, moving out of Oakland. But they're 7-9. That division's not very good right now. The defending champ, Texas Rangers, only 8-8. It's early in the baseball season, but if you're a baseball fan, even after two games of the season, you're looking at the standings. Hey, we're in first place. Yay! Brewer baseball after our local game tonight. First pitch, we should hit that on time at 6:40. Let's get you updated on what's going on with the news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Underway right now, the Israeli War Cabinet's second meeting in as many days following Iran's attack on Israel. Considering whether and how to respond to that attack, where more than 300 Iranian drones and missiles were fired at Israel, but most never reached their targets, 99% of them intercepted with the help of the U.S. and other allies. Jury selection begins this morning in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
The standard is not, do you know who the defendant is? That's not what it is. The standard is not, do you know anything about the case? The standard is, can this person objectively evaluate the evidence? And that's where it's going to be tricky.
Hundreds of potential jurors have been summoned for this, the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president. They'll be asked 42 questions, including whether they've attended a Trump campaign event or follow him on social media. This is ABC News.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald is back from a trip to Israel, where he urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to give a speech to Congress. Meanwhile, Mark Pocan and 55 other Democrats are urging President Biden to withhold weapons transfers to Israel. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession, and Wisconsin at an alarming rate, according to a new Department of Public Instruction report that says 4 of every 10 new teachers are gone after 6 years. Teacher pay in real dollars in Wisconsin has dropped 20% in 12 years.
Many teachers have taken on second jobs, like driving for Uber or working in restaurants.
WEAC Teachers Union President Peggy Wirtz Olson also points to heavy workloads and hostile political rhetoric. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
In a local news note today, the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating a death here in Park Falls that occurred on the afternoon of April the 13th, this past Saturday, at approximately 4 8:09 p.m., officers with the Park Falls Police Department responded to reports of shots fired near the 600 block of 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. When they arrived, officers found a deceased adult with multiple gunshot wounds. A handgun was found at the scene. A suspect has been taken into custody. There is no danger to the public at this time. DCI is leading this investigation and are assisted by the Park Falls Police Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, Price County Sheriff's Office, Phillips Police Department, Taylor County Sheriff's Office, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Woodruff Police Department, and the Oneida County Sheriff's Office. DCI is continuing to review the evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over investigative reports to the Price County District Attorney when the investigation concludes.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone. What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game for Corbin Burnes.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burnes.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched five innings and kept us to three runs. So
the Brewers won the series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. And not only did we ISO'd the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And baseball action from the weekend. You heard it here. Phillips topped Prentice 18-9 on Friday afternoon. Phillips moving to 2-0 on the young season. It was Abbotsford Colby topping Shawamigan in baseball on Friday by a count of 13-0. Ashland the winner over the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser team 11-3. And the Pacelli baseball team Friday, they topped Lakeland by a count of 9-8. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. With new Skechers slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
The greatest station,
98Q Country.
Cause they're the kind.
For another time at 98Q Country. All right, good Monday. Hope you are well on this tax deadline day, April the 15th. You got to do something. Let Uncle Sam know that you're still walking the planet and you're going to do something eventually, even if you don't do it today. If you get money back, Uncle Sam's a little more lenient. If you owe money and you don't pay it, the interest will start to pile up. So you got to take care of that tax stuff here. Monumental, unprecedented day in American history today, in American democracy, where we're having a former president and a presidential candidate who's on the ballot. He's going to trial today on, is it 34 counts of various? The basis of it is the hush money he paid, apparently, to a couple of women that he had an affair with, and allegedly had an affair with. And there's like 34 counts. And if he's found guilty on one, it's a felony, and he'll be a convicted felon. And I was reading an article yesterday about all the logistics of it. Can a convicted felon be president? Can someone who's in jail, incarcerated, be president? Can someone who's incarcerated and in jail or prison still have Secret Service protection, because all former presidents and the first ladies get that? There's just so many different things that are just absolutely unprecedented in this case. And if you don't think that the networks were pushing somebody behind the scenes to have this thing broadcast on TV, you're wrong, because could you imagine the ratings it would get? It will not be broadcast live, the whole trial process, although I'm sure they'll be recreating and doing it whatever they can. But Donald Trump does have to be in court for each day of this. How long it's going to take, I don't know how long it's going to take. The Donald Trump lawyers continue to try to push this thing back and back and back till after the election. So he hopes to get elected, and then he'll just, just acquit himself or whatever it takes of the charges. So, but it's going to court. What are we, April 15th? So we're May, June, July, August, September, October. We're still 7 months away from the election. So there's a pretty good chance that we'll have a verdict on this case, you know, before the election happens, although they will push and push and push to get this thing delayed. And if there is a conviction, it will be appealed. But this is unprecedented. Just when we think politics is at a certain level, it keeps going to the next. And I always have that mindset of what could possibly be next politically after this. We said this 4 years ago, but what could possibly be next? It doesn't look like we're going to have a debate. The networks are pushing for a Biden-Trump debate, you know, where the two candidates get on stage and they talk issues. That used to be, that happened a lot. It doesn't look like it's going to happen this year. I don't think the Biden side wants it to happen. But that will be an interesting thing to follow, no doubt, here over the next few weeks. 7:50, it's 10 before 8. Birthdays and anniversaries, we'll do those this morning on the lighter side. If you got one for us, give us a call at 715-762-3221. Get you another news update here in just a little bit.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford, on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by CompuMold Tool and Design, a comprehensive mold manufacturing company that is committed to meeting or exceeding our customers' expectations in delivering a quality mold with the shortest lead times at a competitive price.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's Hair Volume from New Nordic.
Hair Volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give Hair Volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results.
Hey, where are you going? I'm going to pick up some Hair Volume right now. My reunion's next month, and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 58, with more rain tomorrow night. And the rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Q-Country.com. There we were in the back
dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. And baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I have my hands around your waist.